Friday the 26th November, 1965. Presentation of Cannon Courage from wrecked ship HMS Hansen by Captain Robinson, Commanding Officer of HMS Sea Otter Rose and Mr. Shuletto in memory of Enrique Grouse. Your Worship, Captain Robinson, Mr. Shuletto, and relatives of Enrique Grouse, Inspector Thorne, HMS Coast Guard, coxswain of lifeboat, members of the Oklahoma Society and Museum Committee, members of the Borough Council, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is a red letter day for me. We have met today to receive on behalf of the Borough Museum the ancient town of Alston a mounted cannon from that once famous ship, HMS Hansen, which was wrecked during a terrible gale from the southwest on the morning of December the 29th, 1807, on the foreshore at Low Bar, with a loss of about 130 lives. The ship struck with such force that the mainmast broke off close to the deck and fell in such a position to form a kind of bridge from ship to shore, and by which means a great number of the crew managed to reach in safety. Brave Captain Lineard could be heard amidst the roaring of the sea from his position at the stern of the ship, encouraging and directing the crew to the fallen mast. When he could see no others on deck, he was going to try and save himself. On hearing cries for help, he turned round and quickly seized a terrified young lad and was about to straddle the mast when a huge wave encircled them and they were both lost together. Having made a close study of this tragic wreck, it has given me the opportunity of knowing some of the happenings on that terrible day when huge waves crashed against the bar and over the ship. As the chairman of the Alston Borough Museum Committee, and knowing the bravery of some of the eyewitnesses of the wreck, I thought it would be a wonderful thing if some relics could be brought up and presented to our museum in their honour. In 1958, I wrote to the Admiralty asking permission to work on the remains of the Hansen for museum purposes. This was granted, and during the past 7 years, I have accompanied the divers on many occasions on the Portlevin fishing boats, Reliance, and Guide Me, with the hopes of getting specimens for our museum. In June 1964, I gave the position of the wreck to HMS Sea Otter Divers. One I am pleased to see is with us today, Chief Petty Officer Lamb, who with others carried out a very efficient underwater operation by bringing onto Low Bar Sands this massive gun which is in front of us this afternoon. So it is by the efforts of the Gogo's divers and that this presentation has been made possible. Not only the gun, because it's also through Captain Robinson that such a massive and detailed courage has been made at HMS Sea Otter. To those whose craftsmanship has made this courage, and to the divers, we extend our thanks. The arrangements for getting the courage made was left to my care. This was possible after a drawing had been made by our deputy town clerk's son, Mr. Patrick G.F. English, Bachelor of Science, member of the Newcomen Society, who visited Greenwich Museum for the purpose of getting it made through the good offices of the Royal Navy and the ATDU at Gilrose. The cost of the courage and this most suitable platform on which it stands was borne by the kind and generous relatives of Enrique Grouse. I think it's very fitting to have with us today Inspector Thorne and members of HMS Coast Guards, who are closely associated with today's methods of life-saving, which are improvements on the original pioneer's work, but based on the principle of it. Foremost in our thoughts are the men who figured in the Hansen wreck. There are others who risked their lives in attempting to save, but whose names have been lost in the midst of time. On this occasion, I mention the names Enrique Grouse, William Roberts, and William Foxwell, as they come quickly to my mind. The Portlevin fishermen also to took a great part in the rescuing work. Anderton Grouse was so appalled by the dreadful sight of the wreck that he devoted his life, time and money in trying to find ways and means to save the mariners' lives when cast upon the treacherous shores, and ways of avoiding such an indescribable scene as he had witnessed on that December morning. William Roberts, another Estonian, dived into the huge waves with a line around his waist. At times he was lost to view in the hollows of the sea. Eventually, amidst great cheers, he reached the ship, and by that line, several were saved who otherwise would have perished. Later in the day, William Foxwell from Mullion, assisted by other willing men, after a great struggle, got out to the wreck, and as expected, found men, women and children below who were too exhausted to get up on deck. They saved two women and men, but the children were drowned. It is now a great pleasure that I first call on Mr. Siletto on behalf of the relatives of Anderton Grouse to present this originally made-like carriage and platform on which it is secured. For the memory of Anderton Grouse, a name that will always be kept alive in the borough in which he was born. It seems rather strange. The wood for the carriage was supplied from HMS Dockyard, Plymouth, where the Anson was built in 1780 and launched in 1781. It now gives me the same pleasure to ask Captain Robinson on behalf of the Acland Divers, the Royal Naval Air Station, Gilroad, to present this 3-ton cannon from the once famous ship Anson, which was wrecked on the Lobar Sands on December the 29th, 1807.